Well, Lewis Moody, thank you very much for your time. Must have been a week of highs and lows, facing a retirement from the game, but then having something like Twitter in your life that allowed so many people to give you their personal thanks and feedback. How's it been as a week?
Yeah, it's been very strange. You know, when I eventually made the decision in my head and convinced myself that it was the right thing to do. Obviously, after the body sort of decided it wasn't going to recover from this injury, it became easy to make the decision, but it's never easy to convince your mind that, you know, after doing something you love for 16 years, that it's time to officially hang up your boots. And I was able to put a message out there on Twitter, and you know, it's such a great forum, and for so many people to take the time and the effort to respond and tell me their thoughts and compliments and comments was fantastic. And it's, you know, unfortunately there were so many messages that there's no chance of me getting back to absolutely every single one, but I tried to reply to as many as possible. So I thought, yeah, very humbled, I suppose, is the right word at this moment.
We're not far from kickoff now in the first of the LV Cup semi-finals. Your current club versus your old one, Bath against Leicester at the Rec on Friday evening. How do you see this one going?
I see it being an incredibly good game, actually. I'm very excited about it. I'm hoping the weather's going to be as nice tomorrow as it is today. You know, I think Leicester have had a resurgence in the last couple of months of the season. They've had an up and down year this year, but they're coming into some good form at the minute. They had a good win against Saracens down there. But then, you know, Bath have also been doing the same. You know, we've been growing throughout this year. We've not had the results we wanted, but over the last...
Can you still hear me?
I can, yeah.
You know, Bath have had a similar run, you know, of success. We've had one defeat, I think, in the last seven. The tries, you know, 24 tries in the games that we've played in the LV so far. So the form has been good. The consistency over the last few, the last month or two has been good, and the confidence is good. So, you know, I think at the Rec, it's going to be a grueling match. It'll be hopefully one for the ages, like the Leicester and Bath games of old have been, of which I was involved in many. I'm very disappointed not to actually be able to run out against my old club, and that's something that will always annoy me, to be honest. You know, whenever you leave a place, I think for that season, you know, and for the coming seasons, they're the one team you desperately want to get out and play against. But for me, that won't ever materialise now. So a little bit of annoyance there, but it'll be great seeing Sam Vesti and my other Leicester mates, hopefully, if they're selected, play and get a run out and see how they go against their old team. It's a big day. It's a big game for Bath and for Leicester.
Well, Lewis, I know that a lot of people who've been involved in the game for just as long as you have and longer and even less are, you know, very sad to see you hanging up your boots, but certainly been a tremendous advocate of the game, and you've given everything for club and for country. So, you know, enjoy your retirement, but we look forward to seeing you around the park at various games forevermore.
Thank you, Nick. I look forward to it. Take care.